I am just about to start on another conservation tour with the Conservation Technology Information Center. I have with me Karen Scanlon, who's the executive director. Karen, it's great to be here in lovely Fairbury, Illinois. Not a lot of people know where that is, but just go kind of northeast of Bloomington. You'll find it on a map. We are going to have the second annual Indian Creek Watershed Field Tour today. I guess for people who don't really know what this is, why we do this, we might want to start with this Indian Creek Watershed Project. I know that CTIC is one of the partners involved. Tell us a little bit about that.
Indian Creek Watershed Project is a collaborative effort that CTIC has established with several partners in Illinois, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the Livingston County Soil and Water Conservation District are our primary partners, and we have lots of other public and private partners that make up our steering committee and our advisory committee and our sponsors. So it's a great collaborative effort based in this small watershed, with our goal being to demonstrate and test out conservation systems to track the positive impact on water quality in this watershed.
One of the things that's important to any project like this is participation, in this case, from the farms in the area. How do you feel like that has gone in terms of getting participation?
We have had fantastic participation. First and foremost, we asked for local farmers to participate on a steering committee, and we have had some great farmer leaders help us and to provide that leadership on our steering committee. They have helped identify the practices that we want to see and demonstrate in this watershed. They volunteered and volunteered their land and their time to work with these practices and these conservation systems and see how they operate and how they impact in the watershed. And they've helped us to spread the word about this project. So the farmers here in the watershed have been very supportive and very active.
The tour that we're going to have today, I understand we've got well over 100 people that will be attending this in some form or fashion. Tell us a little bit about who all is invited, who comes out, who are the types of folks that we'll have with us today.
I think we'll see a great diverse audience here, folks who are interested in learning more about the practices that we're demonstrating. We'll see some folks from government agencies. We'll see other producers from other parts of the watershed and the county. We'll see some of the leaders from the conservation district that's here in Livingston County. We'll see Illinois EPA. We'll see USDA. We'll see other state agencies. We'll see other conservation groups, other commodity organizations. The Illinois Soybean Association is a sponsor. Illinois Corn Marketing Board is a sponsor. So I think we'll see some growers, some advocates of conservation, and we'll see some policymakers and technical assistance providers.
Well, it's a real educational event. This is I had the pleasure to be here last year. Looking forward to this year. What kind of a program do we have today? I know we kind of start out here inside before we get out and start driving around on the bus.
Yes, we're going to start inside, but I think thankfully it won't be too hot today, so it's a great day to be on a field tour. We're going to start at the First Baptist Church and learn more about the project, get an update on what we've been up to for the past year, learn about the key practices and the systems that we're putting together and testing on our cooperating farmers' plots, and give you some of the results that we've seen over the last year. We have 1 year of results to share, but it is some good information that we want to get out and get feedback on. And then in the afternoon, we're going to go out and visit and see on the ground some of the demonstrations that we have in place. So we're going to three different farms, the Steffen Farm, the Mueller Farm, and the Meyer Farm.
Well, it's going to, I know from having been on this, it's a very packed agenda for the time that we do have. We'll try to capture some interviews and share those with folks as we go through the day. So those in the AgWired audience, look forward to stories. It'll probably be over coming days, let's say, because I've got a couple other field days to do this week. But stay tuned to AgWired, and we'll be sharing more from the Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour with CTIC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.